Hi, and welcome to the Daisy Take. I'm your host, Daisy Elizabeth, and I want to welcome you to Murdered and Missing Monday on the Daisy Take. As you know, every Monday I do Murdered and Missing Monday. I want to give a voice to the Indigenous community. I think that it's all of our responsibility. If one sister goes missing, it's all of our responsibility. Or if one brother, one friend, one aunt, one uncle, one niece, one nephew. It's all of our responsibility. And I say that every single time because I truly believe it. We have an obligation. And we have to contribute. And I feel like this is my way of contributing. Information for today's podcast comes from KTOO, NBCNews.com, NativeNewsOnline.net, NamUs.gov, Reddit.com, Up and Vanished in the Midnight Sun, and that's a podcast with Payne Lindsay. This episode contains subject matter that may be sensitive to some listeners. Listener discretion is advised. Now, here's a quote I found. She had the biggest smile on her face, and she just gave me a hug. And that's what Johnson told Native News Online. Even though I was nervous, it was reassuring. I always had her around. I did the event, and it went great. Now, that's from her friend, Delia Johnson. I started listening to Payne Lindsay's podcast. And if you get the chance, listen to him. He is just fascinating and fabulous. I truly love all of his podcasts. But it's Up and Vanished in the Midnight Sun. And that's the podcast that he has about Florence Opialik. And I hope that I'm saying her name correctly. And if I'm not, I truly apologize. But if you get the chance to listen to his podcast, please do. Because there's so much information detailing this woman's disappearance. Now, Florence was reported missing on August 31st, 2020. And they called her Flo. And apparently she had a wonderful demeanor. She had a child. She was a good friend. She was uplifting. There were people talking about how, you know, friends of hers that were saying, you know, when I was pregnant, she helped me out. And she really was just supportive and uplifting and loving and caring. When I was listening to that podcast and I decided to talk about her, I thought, wow, this woman sounds like she was just absolutely just a really nice woman and a really good friend to people. And her disappearance is being investigated on the fourth season of Up and Vanished, titled In the Midnight Sun. That's from Payne Lindsay. Everybody on there kept thinking that they would find her. You know, they were just like, you know, we're going to find her, you know, we're going to go and we're going to find her. I guess she left a miner's tent because when you live in Nome, Alaska, you do a lot of mining. And I looked up Nome, Alaska because I'm very fascinated with Alaska. And when I say that, I mean because the people from the states that are into criminal activity usually go to Alaska because it's very hard to extradite over. And there's so much vast and wilderness, you could just get lost there. So that's why I find it fascinating. Not the criminal element, but why people choose to go there. So they went looking for her and nobody found her. And I guess police weren't really that interested in helping out. And she lived in Nome, Alaska, where the population is probably about 3,000. It shows me 3,699 in 2020, as per Wikipedia, in the cities of the 2020 census. Now, Nome has a high indigenous community. And Native Americans are 53%, followed by the white people 26.1. I hate saying that because it sounds so ugly, but this is just something I was reading. Now, Florence, her nickname was Flo to a lot of her friends. She was an indigenous woman. She was 5'2" and 142 pounds, or she is. I don't want to say was because I still have hope she's out there somewhere. And she was the second of six siblings. In 2013, she moved to Nome, Alaska, so her daughter could have better access to health care and education and what was available. She worked at the Norton Sound Health Corporation, which is a nonprofit health organization that is tribally owned and operated. From everything that everybody was telling, not telling me, but I was listening to, everybody was saying how caring and compassionate she was, what a good friend she was, what a good friend she is. And according to NBC, she was last seen getting out of a tent on West Beach, which is 1 to 2 miles out of Nome, Alaska, about 4 p.m. on 8/31/20. She left her shoes and jacket on the outside of the tent, and she was never seen again after that sighting. Now, from what I understand, she also left a cell phone, and the stuff that was left there was given to a family member or the police or something. I can't remember. But you have to listen to that podcast because I don't want to say the person's name that he was talking about, but I think this one certain particular person has something to do with her disappearance. Now, on the Charlie Project link, it says that her last sighting was at the same time on 4 p.m., but for whatever reason, it says a different date. 9/1/20. Now, the Nome PD said Florence was reported missing at 6:15 p.m. on 8/31/20. Now, I guess she had struggles with alcoholism, and it didn't cease, She was described as a as an involved parent. So she was described as being a very good mother, a very involved parent to her daughter. And I guess one of her sisters tried to convince her to get help for alcoholism and had a conversation with her that didn't go well. So, like I said, I guess they went to the Nome police. And apparently, this police department is very corrupt. There's a lot of corruption that goes on. So they went to the police, and I guess the police didn't take them seriously because the police are just like, well, she's an adult, and if she chooses to go missing, there's nothing you could do about it. She'll come back. and only her shoes and jacket were mentioned in the Charlie Project. But it doesn't say anything about socks being left by a tent, and I didn't read anywhere where it said anything about a cell phone, because I do believe her cell phone was left there as well. Now, I know for a fact from experience for myself. Now, if you're a woman who carries a purse and carries a cell phone, or even just a cell phone and a wallet, or whatever you carry, you're not going to leave that stuff behind. Women do not leave their cell phones. There could have been a struggle. Something could have happened. And, you know, she just, you know, everything was left there. I'm not really sure. Now, in the following years, there's not been any updates, and Florence's daughter is being raised by her biological father. I don't believe there was a theory going on out there about suicide. I don't believe that she would have done that. She had too many people that loved her. She had too many friends and family. She had her daughter, so I do not believe that that was the case. Was she abducted and murdered? I'm not sure. Did she, you know, go out of the tent and just go in the ocean and drown? I'm not sure. But it is very likely that she did have a run-in with someone. And the man that I'm thinking of that she, you know, you have to listen to that podcast, because I'm not going to say his name. However, I do believe he had something to do with it. And I saw a picture of her. She is very pretty. You know, she just is very pretty, cute. Sorry, my phone's going off. Very pretty, cute, you know, woman that, you know, is just looks like fun, like the kind of person that you would want to hang out with. She just looks like she would be fun and a good person and a good friend. That's what I heard a lot about. Well, she was a good friend. She's a good friend. She always gave us advice. She was there for us, you know, and that's kind of what you want. Her last date of contact was August 31st, 2020. She's missing from Nome, Alaska. She would have been 33. I guess now she would be 36. Florence Opialek, and I do hope that I'm saying her name correctly. American Indian, Alaska native, 5'2", 142 pounds. Now, it doesn't tell me if she has tribal enrollment or affiliation. It says unknown, but I'm pretty sure she probably does. The NAMUS was created on September 10th, 2020. And Florence was last seen on West Beach in Nome coming out of a tent of a miner approximately 1 to 2 miles. Her last known clothing description is unknown. She left her jacket and shoes outside the tent. And from what I understand, she also left a cell phone. Now, if I do remember correctly, all that stuff was either given to the family or given to the police, given to one of her sisters or given to the police. If you have any information about Flo, about Florence, please contact the Anchorage Police Department at 907-269-5511. or you can contact the Gnome, 907-443-5262. You know, you can also contact the Department of Alaska State Troopers, or you can go on the FBI website and remain anonymous. Nome has been one of those places. Have you ever watched The Fourth Kind? Some say that was a true story. Some say it wasn't, about alien and abductions. And they say that in Nome, there is a lot of alien abductions. Okay. Now, I'm not saying this is what happened to Florence. I'm just saying that that's what I have read. And there's a lot of the older native people there that say gone missing. And when they tell you that someone's gone missing, they're referring to a alien abduction. I mean, which is really far-fetched, but I don't think that's what happened to Florence. Now, the Alaska State Troopers and the Nome Police, in a news release, joined the FBI in search for Florence. And I guess apparently they saw, or they got one of the trucks that she was in. Now, law enforcement officials say they have located the driver and vehicle they were looking for in connection to the disappearance of Florence. Now, police said the vehicle was in the port area early on in the morning on August 30th, the day before Florence Opialik was reported missing by her family. Now, later on Sunday, authorities reported the vehicle and the driver have been found. In a press release, Nome Police said they contacted the driver and thanked them for their assistance. And I guess there was a lot of people looking. They had search parties and they were combing the beach and they were doing all kinds of stuff. But they were unsuccessful in locating her over 2 weeks. Like, they say that when somebody goes missing, you got to start within the first 48 hours. I just kind of wanted to talk about her because I listened to that podcast and I have been, you know, Nome is a fascinating place. I remember years ago, I got offered a job in Nome. I turned it down because I thought, I am not going to Alaska over there. No way. But it's just kind of interesting that all these things happen there. And I really, really wanted to just talk about her because I think that it's been too long. She needs to come home to her family. She really does. And if anybody out there has information on Florence Opialik, please contact your local law enforcement, the FBI, Nome Police Department, Alaska State Troopers, and let's bring her home. And once again, last date of contact was August 31st, 2020. She's American Indian, Alaskan Native. She was last seen on West Beach in Nome coming out of a tent approximately 1 to 2 miles on 8/31/2020. If you have any information, please contact. I want to thank you for joining me for Murdered and Missing Monday on the Daisy Take. I really appreciate you joining me every week and every Monday. I hope that you all have a wonderful week and I will see you on Friday for the Daisy Take. Be kind to one another. Love you. Bye. Oh, hey, listeners, if you want to leave a free review, head on over to Apple Podcast. It's a chance for you to tell me what you think and maybe what you want me to talk about next week. But please be kind with your comments. Love you. Bye.